Right now, we are talking Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. We're joined by the manager of the Pirates. He is in his fifth season as the Pirates skipper. He previously served as coach for the Guardians, the Rays, the Blue Jays, and the Twins. Pittsburgh is out quickly. They're 11-6. They're in New York to play the Mets tonight. We are joined by their manager, Derek Shelton. Derek, it is great to have you back on. How are you?
Jim, good to be back, man. Always enjoy talking to you.
You too. Appreciate it very much, Derek. Thanks so much. So for the second straight year, your team is out quickly. You've won 11 of your first 17. Looking at things so far, what are you most pleased with when you look at your team and its great start?
I think full contribution from our group. I mean, 26 guys, 27, 28. You know, we have some guys on the IL now, but everybody has contributed, which I think in the early going has been really important for us to get off to the start.
You know, Derek, you and I spoke in mid-April last year, and you went 20-9 that month. Ultimately, you finished up with 76 wins. Given how many young guys you have and what they learned last year, is there any doubt in your mind that they're ready to take that next step and compete for a postseason berth?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. We got off to a quick start last year, and then we had some struggles with some of our younger guys. The fact that they are a year older and they have those reps. And then just as importantly, we've added veteran guys into that group. Guys that have been on the field in playoff games, in competition, in playoff hunts, which was really important for us, you know, kind of stabilizing our young core.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton joining us, you know, in terms of that kind of veteran leadership, obviously. I mean, baseball can be such an unforgiving and humbling sport. But then that said, you've got Andrew McCutchen, and him coming back a year ago was such a feel-good story. So what was it like for you to see him hit his 300th career home run on Sunday? And then how much of a stabilizing presence is he?
Well, I'll go to the second part first. He is a stabilizing presence. I mean, and I think as we talked about a little bit last year, a lot of the young guys in our clubhouse, you know, look at Kutch as the Pirates because they grew up watching him play. And that's not to say that Kutch is old. That's just to say that we have a bunch of young kids that watched, you know, 13, 14, 15, when you know, Kutch was doing his thing, winning an MVP. So, yeah, he has a stabilizing presence in our clubhouse. And then the first point, him hitting 300, was extremely emotional for all of us. I think really kind of going off the other point is because of how much he means to this club, to our community, you know, and even to baseball. I mean, Kutch is good for baseball. And the fact that he was at 299 and then got hurt last year and almost had to sit for 6 months on it, and I do think it was providing a little bit of anxiety for him, you know, never having been in a milestone moment like that, but, you know, wanting to get to it. And I think he even said after he got to it, it was like almost a sense of relief. But it was really cool to see because he had two balls earlier in the year that hit the top of the fence, one in Washington, one in Pittsburgh. So it was nice to see, you know, one actually get over.
Yeah, it's so well explained by you. It's gut-wrenching. Can you imagine he was sitting on 299 for 6 months, finally comes all the way back, and then has a couple at the top of the fence, and then finally gets one over? Derek Shelton joining us. I mean, that's got to be gut-wrenching. Then you've got your shortstop, O'Neill Cruz, and he was limited to only 9 games last season after he fractured his leg in April. Obviously a devastating blow given how unique a player he is. How has he looked to you so far this season, and then how critical has he been to the team's start, both with his bat and his glove?
Well, I think he is very critical. You know, one of the things we're seeing right now is some of that rust showing with not having played for a full year. And we know we're going to go through stretches, you know, where O'Neill looks really good and we're going to go through some stretches where he struggles. We have to find that common balance of consistency. And really that's what we're searching for right now, looking for. And a lot of that just comes from having played only 9 games last year. I mean, it's really hard for a major league player to miss an entire season of at-bats and pick up where he left off. So the consistency portion is something that we're continuing to focus on. But, I mean, this is one of the more young, talented players in the game.
No doubt. Exciting young player. Derek Shelton joining us. Obviously, it's going to start with pitching, right? You've got an ace in Mitch Keller. How excited were you to see the team lock him up to a new 5-year extension? And then how much does he set the tone for the entire rotation?
Well, I think he definitely sets the tone for the rotation. I mean, even going to, you know, Sunday's game where he goes head-to-head with Zach Wheeler, who, you know, obviously is a number one and one of the best pitchers in baseball, and goes 7 strong innings. I just love the commitment from our ownership group with our young core players, whether it's Hayes or Reynolds and now Keller, of like, all right, these are the guys that we want to build around. These are the guys that we want here, and we're going to commit to these guys. You know, we're going to commit to making sure that they're Pirates. And it was very important because we had Brian and Key Brian, on the offensive side of the ball that we had committed to. And it was really important for us to get, you know, Mitch done and know that he's going to be here stabilizing our rotation.
You know, Derek, speaking of the rotation, I had a conversation with Terry Francona last week, who is enjoying his first season away from the dugout. I asked him what he thought the reason was for the wave of injuries the pitchers are suffering to start the season. His take was, one of the things he pointed out, was how hard young pitchers are throwing before they get to the bigs and the pressure they may be putting on their elbow by how they grip the ball with the current emphasis on spin rate. Do you have any theories as to why we've seen so many injuries this early in the year to pitchers?
Yeah, I think it's a hard thing to pinpoint, but I'm going to agree with Tito here. I don't think this is just a problem that's a major league problem. I think this is a problem that goes all the way down to youth baseball, with the fact of the amount that guys throw, as hard as they throw, the emphasis on spin rate, the emphasis on kids playing year-round instead of playing other sports. So now there's stress on that. You know, I mean, when you and I grew up, and I'm not saying we're old, but like you played.
Oh, I am. I am, Skip.
I am too. You played seasonal. You know, you played football or basketball or wrestled or did whatever. Now kids play this year round. There's so much stress even before they get into college professional ranks. So I think the reason we're seeing these is more, you know, throughout the game than just specific to professional baseball. So I would definitely agree with Tito in that respect.
No, I think you're right. Like, I'm here in California, and both our kids played baseball exclusively. They didn't play any other sport. They just played baseball, and they did so year-round, and I see it working. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let me ask you, you also added 7-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champ Aroldis Chapman to the team in the offseason, and this is a guy who made his Major League debut back in 2010, yet Derek's still nasty, still filthy. He got ejected last night after giving up the go-ahead double. I mean, obviously a vet knows how far he can verbally push things with an ump. What went down last night in that regard?
Yeah, I just think he probably went. I mean, he was frustrated, you know, and like you said, he has been a great addition to us and a great addition to our bullpen because he has won World Series rings, and that's really important for our group. I think last night a little bit of frustration boiled over in, you know, maybe a magic word or two too much. And, you know, veteran guys know where they can go, and sometimes, you know, there's a fine line, and I think he crossed it a little bit last night and obviously got ejected.
We're talking to Derek Shelton for another moment or so. So, Derek, when you look at the divisions, like the Dodgers, the Braves, they've dominated the NL West and the NL East respectively, but it's more parity, of course, than the NL Central in recent years. How does the Central look to you this year, top to bottom?
It looks very, very consistent, and I think you see that with the start that people are off to. There's a lot of young, good players in the National League Central. I mean, if you look up and look what what the Reds have and what the Brewers have, I mean, there's some exciting young players. And then obviously the Cardinals have that core group of veterans that they have. So it's one of those things where I think there's a ton of parity in our division. I mean, you've seen everybody get off to good starts, and you know, it's going to be a little bit of a dogfight because of the fact that none of us have really played each other. We have played nobody in our division yet. So we play the Brewers next week. It'll be the first time. And then I think once we get in the division, we're really going to find out how it fares.
Yeah, man, it's fun. I like that division. I think it's really interesting. So one last thought. How challenging is it? Part of the job is to develop players on the major league level, but at the same time win right now. How do you go about approaching that?
You guys still got to teach. I think the one thing that we've learned is guys are getting to the big leagues faster, not just in Pittsburgh, but everywhere. And part of the development is going to happen here. And we're in that really strange period of time where a lot of players that would have been in A-ball during the COVID year that was missed, that they're coming to the big leagues. So they missed an entire year of development. And then they had the second year of development that was cut short a little bit because of the schedule. So I think it's more important now than ever because of the fact that the players that came through college, that came through young minor league baseball or low minor league baseball at that time, are getting to the big leagues. We have to continue to teach her, and it's really important that the staff know that.
So I was going to say a quick follow-up, and then I'll let you go. Are they further behind, or is there more catching up to do from the mental aspect of the game or the physical aspect?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think part of it, I would defer to the physical aspect, just more because that's what we can, you know, that's what we can objectively tell you. But mentally, I think, you know, we have to make sure that we continue to get guys to understand what the major leagues is about, because it's extremely hard. And when you get rushed here and you don't have a lot of failures, and your first failure is in the big leagues, it can kind of swallow you up a little bit. So the mental aspect of it is extremely important. It's just a little bit harder to measure.
That's it. He is the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's in his fifth year, and again, they're out quickly. They are 11-6. They're in New York to play the Mets. Derek, appreciate you. Appreciate the relationship, and always good to have you on the show. Skip, thanks so much.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Great talking to you, Derek Shelton. Pirates baseball, good topic.